Today FM's Ask Me Anything.
So introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Lorraine O'Toole from Lorraine's Ice Cream, and I am an ice cream lady. Today FM, Ask Me Anything.
Right, well, Mary White is first up, and it's probably the question that most people will ask you in the media, which is, what made you want to be an ice cream lady?
For the love of ice cream, of course.
Really?
No.
God damn it.
It was in my family business. My dad actually used to build the ice cream whippy vans in his day.
No way.
That's cool. So what age were you when you got your first gig?
Oh, I started around 16 years of age.
Before that, when you were small, were you the most popular child in the state? Because your dad would drive along and they'd go, can we go to your house and have a go at the ice cream van?
Yeah, sure. They all wanted to pull an ice cream.
Yeah.
And is it like pulling the pint? Are there skills involved?
Yeah, somebody asked that actually. Ronan Keane says, what is the key to pulling a perfect 99?
A good steady hand and a smile.
I mean, is it the swirl?
Yeah.
What happens if you don't swirl it and just let it go straight?
Well, it doesn't end up looking pretty.
Right.
It's okay too, but it's better to swirl the cone around.
Do you pull big cones?
Definitely. Everyone wants a big cone.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's so arbitrary. It really depends on who you buy it off. Like, one person's small cone is another person's large, depending on who sold it to you. So, do you make a definite difference between the small and the large?
Oh, we would, because children would get it all over themselves if we gave them a very large cone. Yeah. So we'd always sell a small cone to a child.
Because as a parent, that's one thing that does annoy you. When you ask for a small cone, for that reason, and plus you don't want them to eat their body weight in ice cream, and you get handed a massive one, you're like, really? Yeah. Now I have to eat half of this.
Oh, boo-hoo. Yeah. I mean, I know what you mean.
But I've already one in my other hand.
Ellen Collins wants to know, what's the most popular topping for an ice cream cone? So what do people want?
The most popular is definitely the raspberry and sprinkles.
Mm. Yeah, people, like my kids are mad for the raspberry sauce. I have to say, I'm a purist. I just want the ice cream and the 99 and the flake.
No, that's raspberry's fabulous.
No, I can't get into it.
So many sprinkles that it forms an outer crust. That's what you want.
Breadcrumbs almost. Hayley wants to know, do you do the little tubs with the bubblegums at the bottom?
Yes, we do. And believe it or not, these are called screwballs.
Yeah, one of my favourite ice creams.
I don't know why they're called screwballs, but I think it must be because the chewing gum is in the bottom.
Yeah,
the bottom. The kids go mad to finish the ice cream to get the chewing gum.
And do you buy them complete or do you buy the tub and you put your own bubble gum in and then the ice cream?
Yes, that's right. We make them on site.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So you have a whole kind of ice cream Willy Wonka factory?
Yes, we would have Oreos, marshmallows, jelly tubs. We have a major variety of toppings.
Has this summer been the busiest ever?
I would say yes, definitely. The weather plays a huge role in my business.
Let's talk music in the van. What kind of choice do you have in your ice cream van of how many tunes you can play?
We have 10, a choice of 10 in each van. And you can choose any song you like, but we tend to stick to the one song.
Well, when I was a carol singer, O Come All Ye Faithful was hands down the most successful hymn because it would earn you the most money. What is the song in your ice cream van that earns you the most cash?
Just the one cornetto.
Really?
Oh.
And is it bing bong music? It's not singing it now, right?
No, it's not singing it. It is the music on the van. Yeah.
Have you heard our Kevin Kilbane's Ice Cream Van song?
No.
We must play that for you at some point. Yeah. Blow your mind. You'll change from that straight away, I guarantee you. In fact, Kevin himself has a question, which is, do you wash your hands?
Yes, that is definitely a policy we have. And nobody is allowed to touch any item in the ice cream van without gloves.
Aaron wants to know, what's the coolest thing about driving an ice cream van?
I would definitely say it's going to different places on different days and meeting so many different people. Definitely the people.
But you're also putting a smile on their face.
Oh yes, for the adults and the children. Actually, you get a bigger smile sometimes out of the adults than the children.
Laura O'Toole asks, where is the best place to park up your ice cream van?
Well, if I told her that now, I would really have to kill her.
All right, so this is ice cream turf wars.
I'm only joking. I actually have the license for Vico Road in Killiney.
Okay.
And the pier in Dunleary.
So they're licensed.
That's the cash cows.
There's license. Yeah, I get it off Dunleary.
Okay, so are there ever any turf wars between you and, say, a new arrival in an ice cream van who just rocks up?
No, not now, because it's all legalised. But you have to get your licence now from the council. And you are not allowed to go anywhere like you were years ago on my father's day.
Did he have to deal with all that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Skullduggery.
Well, he wasn't really, a fighting man. But there was a lot of that in his day, yeah. But there is kind of a silent agreement between ice cream vans that you don't go in on each other's places.
He covered the whole east side.
What about chipper vans, say, on the beach? Like, would you tolerate them because they're operating such a different...
If they had a license, yes, of course. Yeah. If they've got a license legally, there's no problem with them being there.
Have you ever considered lashing a chipper into your ice cream van?
I used to pull a chip van with the ice cream van years ago when I was saving to get married.
Right. Now that's a real cash cow. You're getting food and dessert.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you ever dipped a chip in ice cream?
No, because they were separate entities.
You know when you see ice cream vans going around like on the 4th of December into a housing estate and you're like, what in God's name are they doing? It's -2. Why are people doing that?
I actually don't do that. We finish up at the 1st of October till Patrick's Day, and I close down the vans fully.
Right.
So when you do park up the vans for the winter, what do you do?
I actually retire because I have two kids, one 14 and one 21, and I'm busy driving him to school and my daughter's in college, and I like to be there with the dinner on the table for them, to be honest, which it sounds corny, but that's what I do in the winter.
Not ice cream for dinner again.
Oh, God.
No, they get it every night in the summer.
And
shut up and eat your sprinkles.
Do your peers, do other ice cream people have other jobs then, like seasonal jobs that they go into in the winter?
Yes, they do. Like, some go into selling Christmas trees and kind of stuff like that. But I don't bother. Mm. I just stay at home.
You're creaming it down a Vico Road. You don't need to do anything for the winter. I know what's up for rain.
Ice cream seller to the stars.
Yeah,
Has a celebrity ever bought an ice cream off you?
Oh, yeah, loads. Yeah.
Ooh, go on,
I'd have Van Morrissey a few times on Vico Road. Don't know if he recognised that I knew who he was. I didn't like to say anything. Ryan Tuberty.
Do they all go for the large 99?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Bono?
No, actually haven't seen Bono. No, unfortunately. I've been waiting for Bono, but he hasn't turned up yet.
Sure, he's a bit of a flake himself.
Hey! All the gags. Lorraine O'Toole, ice cream lady from lorrainesicecream.com.
Yep.
Thank you very much for talking to us today for Ask Me Anything.
Ask Me Anything. Today FM.